Sarah G has been explaining the 14 questions, and Sarah G had already answered what is Satipatthana, and Sarah G had also answered what the meaning of the two, what is the meaning when the two terms Sati and Patthana come together. And Sarah G also explained the 7 benefits of Satipatthana meditation. Among the 7 benefits of Satipatthana meditation, there is the benefit of overcoming physical suffering and mental suffering through the Satipatthana practice. And Sarah G had encouraged that when unpleasant sensations such as pain, aches arise in the body, one has to note them. One has to note these unpleasant sensations, pains, and aches with patience and forbearance as much as one can. If the person is not able to note these pains and aches, what can happen is coming across this unpleasant sensation, there can be dosa, anger. Encountering unpleasant object, one craves for the good ones to come, and tatna, craving, arises. And coming across desirable objects, the person wants better and better things, and tatna, craving, arises. And when there is equanimity, upekha, where one feels calm, one wants even more calmness. And there is also tatna, craving, arising in a subtle form. So this happens in the higher knowledges of insight. Vedana paccaya tatna, as one is not being mindful, the feelings and sensations gives rise to tatna, craving. So according to Paticca-samuppada, the dependent origination, the feeling sensations give rise to tatna, craving. And the feeling is that there are feelings such as unpleasant sensation, unpleasant feeling in the mind and the body. There are pleasant and unpleasant sensations in the body and the mind, and there are neutral feelings. So there are 3 kinds of feeling. Whatever feeling arises, one should be noting the feeling of whether it is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. One should be mindful of it. In seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and knowing, there is vedana, feeling, involved. And in the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and knowing, the vedana involved is neither the wholesome nor unwholesome, but it is indeterminate. And one should note the vedana without missing, without failing. If one is being mindful of the vedana, the feeling without missing, without failing, instead of vedana paccaya tatna, instead of the feeling giving rise to craving, it will become vedana paccaya panya. Being mindful of vedana, knowledge arises. So one should be noting the feeling with aim and effort so that the noting should be effective, efficient. Sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and knowledge arises. So in this way, based on this abhyagata, indeterminate, by being mindful of it, one will not be cultivating unwholesomeness. So unwholesome deed does not arise. The wholesome deed that leads to further assistances also do not arise. So in this way, by being mindful of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, which are the resultants, by being mindful of them, one will not be cultivating wholesome or unwholesome mind that leads to further assistances. The wholesome and unwholesomeness that leads to further assistances give the rebirth as the result and also subsequent resultants. But by being mindful of the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, which are resultant, the defilements do not arise, and the good and bad deeds that are based on these defilements will not arise, and thus rebirth will not arise. In the practice of Satipatthana, the nama rupa that are arising in oneself, which are dukkha satta, the truth of suffering, one should be mindful of them. So one should be mindful of these dukkha satta, the truth of suffering, noting them with aim and effort. If there is lack of mindfulness, the mind will not be calm, collected. There will be thinking, reflecting, what it is, why is it, how is it. If there is thinking, what it is, why is it, how is it, it will not be true knowledge. So during the intensive practice, one should not be thinking, one should not give priority to the thinking knowledge, but one should give priority to knowledge that arises through one's practice. Whatever object arises, one should note it in the way of Satipatthana practice, and one should be noting the object with these mental strength that are needed. If not, there will be avijja, ignorance, being dim, vague about the object. There is moha, delusion. Knowing wrongly, not knowing the truth, knowing wrongly, avijja, ignorance arises. And the object that the person does not discern, one will think it of highly, one will think highly of it, and there can be tatna, craving, and there can also be clinging. So minor form of tatna, craving, will lead to greater degree of tatna, craving. And not being mindful of the object, the person has wrong view that it is a person, being, a living soul. In this way, there is clinging with craving. And these are also the defilements. When these defilements enter the mind becomes dirty, polluted. When the mind is dirty, polluted, the person also ends up committing wrongful conduct by body and speech. In between, there can be wholesome mind that arises, but such kind of wholesome mind that arises are not as strong, they are just weak kind of wholesomeness. And doing bad deeds, there will be bad assistances. Doing good deeds, there will be good assistances. But as there is rebirth, when there are new assistances, even though one wants to be young, but one grows old, even though one wants to stay healthy, but one becomes ill and sick, even though one wants to live, but there is death. And because there is the body, there is physical suffering. Because there is the mind, there is mental suffering. People are afraid of suffering, but They do not find ways how to escape from this suffering. So in this way, they are drowned in the suffering, one life after another. And if they encounter good things, they think highly of them. They are satisfied with the sensual pleasure. So these sensual pleasures are somewhat pleasant, but they are dangerous and fatal. And they are trying, people are trying to get better and better things. So they are working in order to get good things until they die. And these sensual pleasures become dangerous and fatal. When enjoying sensual pleasure, there must be a limit. But if the person is enjoying sensual pleasure without a limit, one will end up in suffering. And there are lots of illnesses that are, a lot of illnesses that arise due to the unlimited sensual pleasure. So it is important that one should know the flaws of this sensual pleasure. So beings are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and knowing. So the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing arise as a resultant of good and bad deeds done in the past. And it is called samsara. Samsara means the continuous arising of the nama rupa, continuous arising of mind and matter, which are the result and subsequent result of the deeds done in the past. And these nama rupa arise continuously without an end, such as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. These are arising continuously, just like a current. And these are arising due to good and bad deeds done in the past. And these are called samsara, continuous arising of the nama rupa as a result of good and bad deeds in the past. So they are not seen by the eye, but they are not seen by the eye, but one should understand what is samsara. Samsara means continuous arising of the nama rupa, which are the result of good and bad deeds in the past. In the seeing, the eye sensitivity is the receptor. The visible object, it is the striker. They are the rupa, materiality, which are samsara. And as the striker, the visible object, strikes on the eye sensitivity, there is the ignition element, seeing consciousness, seeing contact, and seeing feeling. The ignition element, seeing consciousness, seeing contact, and seeing feeling are nama, mentality, which are samsara. So in this way, the receptor and the striker are the rupa, materiality, samsara. The ignition element, seeing consciousness, seeing contact, and seeing feeling are the nama, mentality, samsara. So in the seeing, there are the nama rupa arising, and they are samsara. When hearing takes place, the sound is the striker, the ear base is the receptor, Hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling are the ignition. In the smelling, the smell are the striker. The nose sensitivity is the receptor. Smelling conscious, smelling contact, smelling feeling are the ignition. And in the tasting, the flavor or the taste, which are in the nutritions, sweet, sour, pungent, spicy, bitter, and salty, they strike the tongue sensitivity and tasting consciousness, tasting contact, and tasting feeling arises as ignition. In the body, there are touching takes place. So the striker is the hardness, softness, warmth, heat, cold, stiffness, tension, strikes the body sensitivity, and the touching consciousness, touching contact, and touching feeling arise as the ignition. So if there are pleasant objects striking the sensitivity, there will be pleasant feeling. And when bad object strikes the sensitivity, there will be bad feeling. And there are thoughts arising. So the objects of the thought strike the hadaya, the heart base, and the thought arises, such as the visual seeing in the mind, or mental seeing, mental hearing in the mind arises as the ignition. So these are the samsara, the nama rupa, that are arising continuously as the striker, receptor, and ignition, and they are arising continuously without a stop. So these continuous arising of the nama rupa in the receptor, striker, and ignition, they are samsara. In the continuous arising of the nama rupa, which are samsara, there is the term vata. Vata means continuous arising in rotation. So vata is the continuous arising of the cause and effect. The cause and effect arising continuously relating to each other, this continuous arising of the relating cause and effect are called vata. And there are three kinds of vata. Kilesa vata, the round of defilements. Kama vata, round of good and bad deeds. And vipaka vata, the round of resultants. So the continuous arising of the cause and effect, which are relating to each other, is called vata. Among the three, the first one is kilesa vata, the round of defilements. Kilesa vata involves avijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, and upadana, clinging. The nama rupa, if one is not mindful of the nama rupa, the mind will not be calm, collected. One will not be discerning the nama rupa. One will not be discerning the dukkha satya, the truth of suffering. Not discerning the nama rupa, not discerning the truth of suffering, is avijja, ignorance. Not only that there is not knowing, but there is also knowing opposite, knowing wrongly, thinking that it is good and pleasant. They think that seeing is good, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching is good. So in this way, they know wrongly. Not knowing correctly, knowing wrongly, are avijja, ignorance. And there is delusion, being dim, vague, uncertain. Not knowing the truth, not knowing correctly, there will be craving. Thinking that seeing, hearing, and so on are good, there is craving, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, and so on. And if the craving is getting greater and greater, it becomes upadana, clinging. The example is given when a snake tries to catch the prey, is compared to dana, craving. And when the snake catches the prey, not letting it go, grasping it, is compared to upadana, clinging. So dana, craving, is craving the object, and it is dopala dana, the weaker form of craving. And when one gets the object that one wants, one does not let go of it. There is grasping, clinging, and it is balavatana, the extreme form of craving. And not only that, there is also the wrong view, thinking that it is I who is seeing, it is I who is hearing. And one believes in jiva atta, the individual soul. In this way, there is deity upadana or deity upadana, clinging with wrong view. Not being mindful of seeing, as soon as seeing takes place, not being mindful of hearing, as soon as hearing takes place, avijja, ignorance, not knowing, knowing wrongly arises. And if there is no discerning, craving arises, clinging arises. So in this way, one can cling onto craving, one can cling onto wrong view, and they are kilesa vata, round of defilements. Not knowing correctly, one does not see suffering as suffering, but one takes suffering as sukha, happy and good. When the eyes have cataract, the person does not see, or one sees dimly. In the same way, having avijja, ignorance, one does not see the truth and one sees wrongly. One does not see the suffering and one sees suffering as good and pleasant. And in this way, there will be craving. There will be clinging with craving, clinging with wrong view. And when they have this wrong view clinging onto them, they believe in wrong practices as the correct practice. And when the round of resultants keep on arising, then there will be ayo niso manasikara, lack of wise attention. When there is lack of wise attention, one will be deviated from the correct path. If there is yoniso manasikara, wise attention, there will be wholesome mind, But usually, the unwholesome mind, which has lobha, dosa, moha, the unwholesome mind, which has the roots of greed, hatred, delusion, arise most of the time. And there is less of wholesomeness. So due to the wholesomeness, one can gain the life of a human being or a deva. And by practicing jhana, one can become a Brahma. So based on the defilements lead to good and bad deeds. Good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. In this way, good and bad deeds lead to good and bad results, and vipakavata, the round of resultants, also take place. So due to the kilesavata, the round of defilements, the round of good and bad deeds rotate. And because of these good and bad deeds, the resultant arise as the patisandhi, the rebirth. The resultant arise from the time that the ovum and the sperm come into contact, and when the child starts conception in the mother's womb, it is the result. And after being born, the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching takes place. So from the time of conception in the mother's womb till seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, these are all resultants. Virena-paccha-tanna, the feeling gives rise to craving. Tanna-paccha-upadana, the craving gives rise to clinging. Upadana-paccha-bhava, clinging leads to further assistances. Not being mindful of the object, tanna craving arises, and tanna generate kamma bhava, good and bad deeds. Good and bad deeds by body, speech, and mind, and they will lead to upapati bhava. It will lead to rebirth. And as there is jati, birth, when there is rebirth in life, even though one wants to stay young, there is aging. Even though one wants to stay healthy, but there are sicknesses. Even though one wants to live, but there is death. And because there is the body, there is physical suffering. Because there is the mind, there are mental suffering. So in life, there are things that are full of no good. So having rebirth into a new life, how bad it is. So as a yogi, one should be mindful in the practice of satipatthana, to be mindful of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing. At the moment, these objects arise, and one should be noting them with aim and effort, with sustained mindfulness. When the mindfulness is sustained on the object, the mind falls calm, collected on the object, the noting mind is direct with the object, and one discerns correctly. Sila Khanda, the morality group, is involved. Samadhi Khanda, the concentration group, is involved. Panya Khanda, the Panya group, is involved. Without these three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, Kilesavata, the round of defilements, Kamavata, round of good and bad deeds, and Vipakavata, the round of resultants, will keep on rotating. As the yogi is being mindful as the yogi discerns, one will not crave. Craving does not have chance to arise by discerning the object. If one is not mindful, one does not discern, and thus tanha, craving arises, upadana arises. When discerning the nama rupa, one removes the wrong view of jiva atta, removing the wrong view of individual soul. In this way, kilesavata, the round of defilements, come to a stop. The continuous arising of these three are called vata, and when the vata, the rounds, come to a stop, there will be vivata. As the round of defilements come to a stop, the round of deeds will also come to a stop, and good and bad deeds that leads to further existences will not take place, and thus the vipakavata will also come to a stop. So if one cannot stop the kilesavata, the defilement round, it will lead to kamavata, round of deeds, and it will lead to vipakavata, the round of resultant. In this way, the three rounds will keep on rotating. By being mindful, by discerning, one is stopping the round of defilements, and thus the round of good and bad deeds are also coming to a stop, and vipakavata, the round of resultants, also come to a stop. So this will happen to the yogi who is mindful in the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, noting these objects respectfully, meticulously, and by doing, practicing thus, the eight factors of the path are involved, and the yogi is cutting the three rounds through the practice. The person who does not know the benefits of Satipatthana practice does not practice, and thus the three rounds keep on rotating in such person. The samsara, the continuous arising of the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching arises. The three rounds keep on rotating without a stop. So at the time of sleeping, it is relieved, but at the time the person is awake, these three rounds keep on rotating without a stop, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And there is avijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging. So ignorance, craving, clinging will lead to good and bad deeds, and good and bad deeds to further resistances, rebirth into further resistances. And in these further existences, there will still also be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thus it will keep on rotating. Not practicing Satipatthana meditation, sila maganga, the morality training, morality path is not involved, and thus one cannot remove the transgressive defilements. Not practicing Satipatthana, the samadhi concentration is not cultivated, and one will not be able to cure and suppress the obsessive defilements. And not cultivating knowledge, one cannot uproot latent dormant defilements. And one will not be cultivating Ariya Magga Jnana, one does not cultivate the path knowledge. And thus, there will be suffering going round and round. In this way, if one does not fulfill the eight factors of the path, then the three rounds will keep on rotating continuously. So this will happen to the person who does not know the benefits of Satipatthana practice. Even if the person knows the benefit, but if the person does not practice respectfully, meticulously, then the three rounds, Kilesavada, Kamavada, and Vipakavada, will keep on rotating continuously in the person who does not practice respectfully, meticulously. Knowing the benefit of Satipatthana practice, practicing diligently, noting every arising object, one cultivates knowledge and one has faith and confidence to gain these benefits. Wanting to cut the three rounds, wanting to get these benefits and wanting to cut the three rounds, one practice diligently. And practicing Satipatthana meditation diligently, sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are fulfilled, and there will be vivata, one will be cutting the three rounds, and his or her life will be uplifted, his or her life will be in good quality, his or her life will become beautiful and virtuous. Not practicing Satipatthana meditation, the person's life will be inferior, there will be a decline in the quality, and the person lives in suffering with the continuous arising of the three rounds. Having faith and confidence in the Satipatthana practice, there will be a strong desire in the practice, and by practicing systematically, sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are fulfilled. Having sila, morality, gross defilements are overcome. Having samadhi, concentration, obsessive defilements are overcome. And by cultivating vipassana knowledge, one removes the latent dormant defilements momentarily, and the three rounds are getting weaker and weaker. By attaining Magganyana path knowledge, one is uprooting the defilements, and the rounds also come to a stop. And by becoming a Sotapanna, one removes the Abhaya relating defilements that lead to lower existences, and one is attaining vivata, the cessation of the three rounds, which is the true peacefulness. So by practicing respectfully, meticulously, one is fulfilling the factors of the path, and the sufferings are also cut. And this is the benefit of Satipatthana practice. By noting the object once, one is cutting the three rounds for one moment. By noting two times, one is cutting the round of the three rounds twice. And if one is being mindful for 1 minute, one is cutting the three rounds for 60 moments. So one is improving, cultivating. And by being mindful of every arising object, from the very small, minute details, without missing, without failing, in this way, one should be practicing ardently with great diligence. Saraji had already answered the questions, what is Satipatthana and what is the meaning when the two words Sati and Patthana are combined together. And Saraji will continue to explain answering the question. So what the yogi should know is that the continuous arising of the nama rupa in the samsara, the rotating of the three realms, kilesa vata, kamma vata, and vipaka vata, are suffering. And in order to cut these three realms, in order to remove the suffering, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, the three realms will come to a stop. By removing the suffering of the three realms, there will be happiness. The happiness one gets by cutting these three realms is not like the sensual happiness that is dangerous and fatal, but it is the opposite of dangerous, fatal, sensual happiness. The other day, Sharaji explained that there is the happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. So when the yogi gets to the stage of gaining this unique happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness, it is sure that they attain the supramundane knowledge in this very life. So there are five factors that are needed to realize the supramundane knowledge. Having the taste of Dhamma, through the practice, one builds up more faith and confidence. So this is the first factor, having faith and confidence in the Dhamma through one's own practice. It is the first factor. And the second factor is health. Nowadays, one cannot be totally healthy, but if one has the sufficient health to do the practice, it is taken that one is healthy. So the second factor is good health. The third factor is honesty. One should be honest. One should not have maya. One should not hide one's weaknesses, shortcomings. And one should not pretend to have the virtues that one does not really have. So pretending to have the virtues is satya. So one should be free from maya, hiding, concealing one's weaknesses and mistakes. And one should be free from satya. One should not pretend to have the qualities that one does not actually have. So this is the third factor. One should have honesty. And the person who is honest will confess his or her mistakes, or even if he or she had done wrong things, the person will confess and admit his or her wrongdoings. So it is honesty. It is the third factor. And the fourth is viriya, effort. One should have these three stages of effort. Initial effort, step up effort in order to overcome laziness. Effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. And it is the fourth factor, effort. And the fifth factor is udiyabhaya jnana, insight into fast arising and passing away. And by being endowed with these five factors, and if the person practices further, being endowed with these five factors, the person is sure to attain the supramundane knowledge in this very life. So if the person is endowed with these five factors, one should keep the thumbs up, being sure to attain the supramundane knowledge in this very life, by practicing further diligently. So may you all be able to practice to that level within the days left. And today, Sharaji is giving this encouraging talks in between the answers to the 14 questions. And this will be all for today. Sadhu.